Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Now we're talking. Now you're talking, Eddie. I just want to get back to the chorus. We'll get there. Wham, bam, shang-a-lang, my friends. Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I almost said Devil's Advocates. Guys, that's next.
It's coming up.
I've been holding on so far. I've been close. I'm getting there, guys. I'm getting back. I'm on an all liquid diet. I'm got no weed today and tomorrow and the next day. But you know what? I'm holding on.
You're holding on.
Worst things have happened. On the quick note, on the worst things that have happened thing, I see a lot of people sharing pictures and images of the war in Ukraine, and that is awful. My heart breaks every single time I see that. When I see a kid walking across the border alone without any family, I think of my daughter and I tear up and cry, and it hurts me myself inside, and it's awful. And I think it's great that people are sharing that, because the world needs to see those things and people need to understand what the actual cost of war is. That being said, I need to remind everybody, and I don't know who needs to hear this because I did, your problems are still your problems.
Yeah.
Whether that kid makes it across the border in Ukraine, you still have your own problems. If you can't afford enough to eat, you still can't eat whether the thing in Ukraine happens or not. And that doesn't mean that we don't care about the people in Ukraine. That doesn't mean that that doesn't matter. But your problems are also relatively important to you as well. And you don't throw away your own stuff because of this. You can also have your heart break, but please don't forget that you still have to. Maybe it gives you a better perspective, but that does. Don't dismiss your own problems because of the suffering of others. And I know a lot of people who need to hear that right now. So just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Doesn't lessen the suffering of others, and doesn't mean that you don't care anymore. It just means you care enough to keep care of yourself. So, guys, take care of yourselves. I should listen to that, too. I'm going to do that later tonight.
I'm going to play that back for you later.
Thank you.
Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You can join us on the phones, 844-967-2789. Up next this afternoon, we got Pizza Box Mike calling in. Pizza Box, what's on your mind today?
Well, first of all, got no weed is a bad day indeed. And, no, Dave is right. I mean, I'm, you know, a little bit younger than Dave. And who do you think I got that one hit, two hit weed from? Was the guys that were, you know, the hippies? I'm serious, man. And it's not, it, I don't know. We've had this discussion before, and it's like, you know, the more potent it is, the less you have to smoke, and the more happy you are, and the more you can chill. But this nonsense of critical race theory, first of all, Reggie's always right on because he speaks the truth. And Reggie knows me. You know why? Because I'm never silent. Correct. And when you're never silent and you're fighting the same war that he's fighting, which is trying to get people to see the truth. So actually what we're doing is we're going to ignore American history and we're going to teach white guilt to our children. Right. Everything the Republicans say is the exact opposite of fact. OK, they toss it out there. They project this nonsense out there, something that needs to, you know, a problem that doesn't need to be fixed. Let's make one. Right. It is because white people just can't, whatever, stand up enough and say, you know what, enough of this nonsense. I'm not white. I'm human. Everybody else is. And now I'll tell you what, some of the biggest problems I've ever had most of my life is with, you know, the white guys my age, man, right? You know, got a friend from high school that likes to call. It's just
he doesn't like to call this show very often anymore, Pizza Box.
He doesn't.
Right?
I think
he
I don't know if he just doesn't. His phone doesn't work in the 2 o'clock hour or what. But I kind of find it comical almost that we haven't got one of those calls in a little while.
Ever since I said, hey, can you explain to me where the fraud was in voting on the park? He hasn't one mentioned voting on the park, and he hasn't called back.
No.
And funny how if you keep asking them until they prove whatever they say.
He's called back a few times while you've been away. When I've had
It's me.
So maybe it is you, Brian. Maybe when you're here, he's a little afraid to call in. Who knows? But somebody that's not afraid to call in. We got Dick from Madison on the line. A couple minutes here before the end of the show. Dick, what's on your mind today?
Well, it's a little off subject, but I just finished reading a New York Times article in their magazine from the last Sunday of last month. On the Thomases, Clarence and his wife.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ginny Thomas, yeah.
You just really need to read that, guys, because that'll tell you something about the way where this country is going, too. And when you don't think that Mr. Thomas has done anything, because he doesn't say anything? Think again. And also think again, she's basically, the agenda comes from her after reading that article. And she
But wait, I thought it was the Supreme Court. They're supposed to be agenda-free, right?
Right, right. Well,
no judicial also, activism.
No, none at all. And the other thing is, they were quite involved. She was with the January 6th.
Yeah, she was the
situation.
One that planned the buses, essentially, mm-hmm. from my understanding.
Yeah.
But see,
very
Dick, we appreciate your calls. What was that?
Very close to John Eastman, also.
Okay.
Yeah, check it out. You'll really be interested in it.
Yeah, absolutely. I will have to do a deep dive into that story. We absolutely appreciate the slightly off-subject calls as well, because that's what Dueling Tangents is all about, Brian.
Yeah,
we take those slightly off-subject calls.
And we've gone to enough tangents that we haven't gotten past our first and second subject yet, which is great. But I do want to bring up and note and send people to the article about Will and about Wells Fargo. Because
yes.
Wells Fargo, by the way, we talked about the idea of race being a factor in bias here. There was a study done, and Wells Fargo was found to have completely discriminated against black people.
Not historically. Like, we're talking like, 2 years ago. In 2020,
yes.
There was an analysis done of the mortgage refinancing that Wells Fargo did, and it only approved 47% of the mortgages for black homeowners when refinancing.
Dude with a doctorate and an 800 score got rejected.
Yes. And so, like, we're talking about whitewashing of the history, but this isn't the reason why it's important not to whitewash the history is because a lot of that history is still going on.
Yes.
And as you mentioned, Will, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, they also threatened to bring a lawsuit against the Evers administration for the way that the Evers administration wanted to accept federal guidelines to disperse mortgage and utility assistance from the pandemic through the American Rescue Plan. They wanted to be able to allow disadvantaged communities to be able to up to 150% of the median household income qualify for this program rather than just 100%. And the federal guidelines said that you could do it that way. And Will said that's unconstitutional and we're going to take you to court. So rather than have it really be dragged through the courts, the Evers administration is just sticking with the 100% threshold rather than expanding it to 150% for those disadvantaged communities.
That way it would have delayed that aid. That's all Republicans want to do is delay that aid.
They want to show that the government doesn't work because they are the party that says government doesn't work. And so when you run on that platform and then you do everything possible to make sure that that's what comes to fruition.
If you can't manufacture problems to solve, then you're going to actually have to solve the problems that are in front of you.
Yep, exactly. Folks, this has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That's Brian.
As far as you know.
This 2 o'clock hour really flew by, man. But like you said, the Devil's Advocate's up next. If you miss any portion of this great show, though, go check out the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. And we will talk to you all tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Shang-a-lang in the shark.